You're listening to Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. I'm Mike Wilkening, filling in for Hub Arkish. We'll be back in the host chair next week. Alongside of me is Eric Edholm. And Eric, let's finish out the show spending a few more moments on the issue that's dominated NFL discussion of late. Will Brett Favre return to the NFL or won't he? And Eric, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. As we speculate about this, Aaron Rodgers is going about the business of trying to become a full-time starting quarterback. That's no easy process. It's not any easier with Favre reportedly weighing his future. And the Packers have spent 3 months preparing for life without him. Now they may be faced with a decision on what to do if Favre indeed returns. So, Eric, what is the Packers' best course of action? Do they keep Favre and bench Rodgers, or do they trade and release this future Hall of Famer?
These things never seem to end well. If they're going to make a commitment to Aaron Rodgers, I think they've already done so. Favre has to play elsewhere next year. I just don't see this ending well with him competing or playing on the bench or playing or starting or any of that stuff. I think they've got to move on and make Aaron Rodgers their starting quarterback.
Certainly it's going to be a developing situation. Again, check with us at Pro Football Weekly and ProFootballWeekly.com for all the updates. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. Special thanks to Steve Kyler of HoopsWorld.com, Wizards play-by-play voice Steve Buckhant, and Oklahoman columnist Barry Trammell, as well as CollegeFootballNews.com publisher Pete Futek. Gene Stern is the executive producer of our program. Dave Olson is our engineer. Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News originates from the studios of Syndication Networks outside of Chicago, Illinois. Please join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.